Hi guys, I'm Joe.
And I'm Eden.
Welcome back to the
Mini
and Me
podcast.
So this is our second episode.
We are talking about sex.
And we are not excited about it.
Oh, I'm so excited because I feel like teens can benefit from this. I think this is going, if there's a very good episode, I feel like this is the episode. I also have a boyfriend so I can get some tips from her on her opinions on certain things.
So I'm going to give a little bit of background to Eden.
Oh, Lord.
I thought long and hard about how to tell Eden about my sexual history. And I never have shared it with her. And I'm going to an extent.
Sorry,
without guys. Being...
disgusting.
Right. Not disgusting. Sex is not disgusting. When I was 16 years old, I had like my first real boyfriend.
Guys, she pulled. She was like the... she was... her.
No, I was not her. My best friends were her. I was like, huh.
You're funny.
You're making fun of me.
That was like the only like semi what funny joke.
No, so basically I was not like a really good personality, and I was pretty enough. I always say I'm like
pretty.
A 7.
You 8. Know? And when she dresses up, this woman becomes 100. She broke so my scale.
She's so insane. My best friends were always the gorgeous girls, and I was like pretty enough. Okay, anyway, this is where a lot of the stuff that happens, and the reason I am with Eden the way that I am is I think a lot having to do with this particular relationship. I felt he asked me to do things right off the bat that it wasn't that I was uncomfortable, that he made me uncomfortable, but I wasn't enjoying myself. I just kind of did stuff because he wanted me to, but I wasn't into it. I didn't know what I was doing, and I was way too young to have been, even though I was 16, I was not mature enough mentally to be doing the things that I was doing. And I'm not revealing whether or not I had sex with him. So then when I was 19, I had my next real relationship. And this one was like real, real. Like this was when I really was like, this is my person. I'm going to marry him. And I had, obviously we were very sexual together, and this felt so different. He never asked me to do anything. Together we like really got so comfortable together. We had such an incredible like bond and relationship with each other. And anything I did with him, I felt so safe and so good. And I found out things about myself and what made me feel good and what didn't. And I could ask for what I wanted and, you know, do things with him and I didn't feel like it was ever anything that I wasn't ready for. It was a huge difference between 16 and when I was 18 and turned 19 when I was dating him. So I have this promise ring that I had made for Eden and me. So basically, Eden has a new boyfriend. Are you happy with him?
Yeah, I think I've had boyfriends before, but they didn't really like, it was 2 months, but like, I don't count it. And this one, I think we're going to date for a while.
Right. So now she's in high school. So I really wanted to kind of take the experience that I had and how I felt. And I remember that feeling so well. And I really wanted to, I guess, protect her from all the stress that I went through with that relationship. You know, I just remember having pressures at that age that I didn't want, that I wasn't ready for, that I didn't need, and that I really wanted to make sure to protect her from that. So, I was doing things that I wasn't necessarily comfortable with. I went to Eden and I said, listen, I have no problem with anything you do sexually. You never have to be embarrassed telling me something. I'm not going to slut shame you. Do whatever you want. My only requirement is that you are comfortable doing it, that you have no regrets, that when you're in this moment, you want to be doing it, not because somebody else wants you to be doing it, but because you want to be doing it. And that was extremely important to me. The next thing was I really wanted to try, if possible, to get her to at least 12th grade to have sex, because I just think that there's a very big difference in maturity. And then I also had the promise that if she can't wait, that she promises that she will come to me so that I can get her protection. I think at the end of the day, you know, having this ring, it just like says to her, okay, I have to remember, like, you know, at the end of the day, do I really want this? Do I really want this responsibility? And when she says to herself, when she looks at the ring and says, yes, I'm ready for this, then I'm in. Like, I'm gonna taking her to the gynecologist. We're going, we're getting her protection. Because at the end, I don't want to be a grandma right now.
It's like, I mean, what?
No, like, not cute. I do not look like a grandma. I'm not ready to be called granny, bubby.
Granny, pick me up.
I'm not ready for it. So at the end of the day, it's really all about me. No, I'm just kidding. But how did you feel when I came to you about that, when I gave you the promise ring? I never even asked you, like, how did that feel? Like,
I feel like it's a sign of relief. It's like, oh, okay, she's not telling me I can't have sex. She's telling me I shouldn't based off of her experiences. Like, she thinks I'll regret it. And like I said, I think in the episode before, that a lot of the times when I don't see something and she does because she's been through a lot of stuff, it's a full moment of, I just need to 100% trust my mom, and based off of what she's saying, go from there. And I think at that point, right now, I'm kind of just like, oh, she's right. I will hold off till 12th grade, and if I really can't and I get carried away in the moment, and I'm just like, I want to do this, and then I'll go to her. So it's not like she's telling me I can't do something. She's saying, I don't think you should, but if you are going to, you should come to me.
I am very pro-sex. I grew up with an environment where it was shamed, not an environment that felt safe. And it felt like I should feel dirty, and this is a bad thing. And even though Jewish law says that's the opposite when you're with your husband, it was what happens before you're with your husband that just felt very much like, you cannot do this. You are bad. You are a slut. You cannot have sex. And I don't want her to feel that way. I do want her to have a very healthy sex life. I just don't want it to be in the middle of high school. If I can get her past high school, I would be even happier, to be honest with you, because I remember the maturity level and how I felt. Now, we are different people, obviously, and we have different experiences, but I can only go off my own experience and obviously wanting to protect her.
Right. Personally, I think I'm going to be more mature in that sense quicker than you are, because I think I've had it. What age was your first kiss? 15?
Yeah, 10th grade. But yeah. I actually was before a lot of my friends.
And I've had my first kiss. I actually had my first kiss the day after 8th grade ended. Strictly for teens. Hookup counts, I would not be telling anybody your hookup count, because I feel like it's a very personal thing, and let people say if it's too high, you're a slut, if it's too low, you don't get any guys. If it's, like, it's a personal thing. Like, I don't think if it's too high, it's like, oh, you're a slut. It's just, maybe people only kiss guys that they liked, and they happen to like a lot of guys, and they don't want to live with regret, so they've kissed some people. But if it's very low, then maybe they haven't liked that many guys and they're saving their kisses for something. So just a quick tip off topic, I know, but I wouldn't go around telling everyone, oh, what's your hookup count? Mine's 3, mine's 5. I wouldn't be saying it, because people are going to have opinions on things and they don't know the reality of it.
I think that's a really good point, Eden. I think that's your generation that does that. I think that's awful. I'm from the we didn't kiss and tell. But again, I grew up religious, so you definitely didn't kiss and tell, because you didn't want to get a reputation. And that's the thing, is like nowadays with these hookup counts and these girls, I mean, they feel all this pressure either to hook up or if they don't hook up enough, they lie. Like, it's just absolutely insane.
Yeah, I just want to add, I think I felt a lot of that pressure also, because even though I had my first kiss at the end of 8th grade, and I think that's early looking back now, in the moment, I was like, what the heck am I doing right now? Like, I need to get on this. I need to kiss a boy. Like, a lot of my friends already had sex, and I was just like, I haven't even had my first kiss. Like, holding hands was still a big deal, like, for me. So I ended up giving my first kiss away. I actually kissed a guy that I really liked recently, and it took me like a lot of times to be like, why am I kissing guys I don't like? Like, just so that I can have a bigger hookup count and not be embarrassed. Like, it was just like gross. So that's where I kind of got it from, and I just kind of felt a lot of pressure to do things and kiss a guy that I didn't want to kiss. So when you trust me, guys, I would hold off, because when you kiss a guy that you like, oh,
I was
lucky to experience it twice. And like, guys, you get butterflies everywhere. Nothing else matters. Like, you're just in the moment one-on-one, and it's like, hey, I like you. You like me. We're gonna kiss, and we're not gonna tell anyone about this. And it's not a hookup. It's like a kiss. There's like a difference between hookup and kiss.
Can I just say something? That I think that the girls that do it just because of the hookup counting, you think that that's telling the world, like, look at me, I'm so pretty, look how many guys want to kiss me. I really hate to bust your bubble here, but pretty much any guy will kiss any girl. She could be like rancid, smelly, disgusting just to kiss her. So it really has no bearing on if you're pretty. And it takes a lot more self-esteem and self-worth to hold back and kiss someone that you wait for the person that actually matters. Because those in-betweeners as girls, it doesn't do anything for us. If you don't like the person, girls need to like people. Mm-hmm. Guys do not. So they're actually using you. And maybe you're using them too because you want to have a higher hookup count. But what are you actually gaining? I mean, to me, it just, I feel like it drops your self-esteem when that guy doesn't call you and the guy doesn't follow up, even though you maybe don't really like him, but to not have that guy and you realize that the guy doesn't really like you either, that can really drop your self-esteem.
Literally 100%. Because I remember when I had my first kiss, all my friends were like, oh, you want to go on a two-man? You want to go on a two-man? And I was just like...
Wait, you have to explain what a two-man is.
Two-man is like, it's a double date. But if you guys are going to kiss, you kiss in front of each other. If you guys are going to do some other stuff, weirdly enough, it's in front of each other. And guys, I kissed a popular kid. So with that, the word got around quickly and all these guys were like, oh, Eden does that? Yo, I want to be with Eden. I want to get with Eden. So they were all like coming to me. I didn't tell you this, I don't think, but I had like 7 guys after that come to me and be like, oh, you're trying to hang out? You're trying to hang out? So I had a full roster and it made me like, I was in like a rut for like a week. I felt worthless. I'm like, you just want me for my body because you don't know me. Like, you don't know who I am. You just might think I'm pretty. You just want to like touch on me. And it's like, it means more to me than like just like a night with a guy or whatever. Like,
right, like the two guys that you really liked that you kissed, they liked you for you.
Yeah.
And you really liked them. And so when you went farther along with them, it felt good and safe, right?
Yeah, it's like, it's not like... When you kiss,
and by the way, she hasn't gone that far. Sexually, you're pretty innocent, though, you know, for the most part.
Yeah, I feel like I was about to say before, when you kiss a guy that you don't like, you tell everyone, you're like, oh yeah, I got with that guy. Vocabulary is a big thing, people. When I kissed those two guys that I liked, genuinely, I did keep it very secret. It wasn't like exciting to tell everyone, like, yeah, I got with him. You don't say you got with him. You say, yeah, I kissed him. It was really nice. Like, and you don't tell a lot of people. When it's a meaningful thing, you don't feel the need to have to go and share with everyone, like, I kissed a guy that I like. It's a special thing. I maybe tell one or two, like, close friends, and if the word gets around, it gets around, but it's not like you want to brag about it. It's just like, I finally found someone that I liked, that I kissed, and I experienced things that I didn't experience with anything else. It's kind of like a closeness that you share. And I also feel like if you reveal your body to a boy, it's not a sense of being a slut unless you're never talking to them again. When you're dating someone or if you're doing something with someone, I think it's a sense of comfort
by and trust.
Revealing your body and knowing that, like, they're not going to say anything about it. They're not going to go telling everyone that, oh, I saw this, I saw that. It's just like you and him or the other person in the moment. And it's just like...
And then you hopefully have a trust and a bond. And that's different than if you're going to have all these different hookups with people too. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So are you very curious about sex or are you good with where you're at? And
hey, guys. I am not curious in sex. I don't really think about that stuff a lot. I just think about quality time and like, oh, when can I see him again? Like, I love hanging out with him. Like, for me personally, I don't even think about if I'm going to kiss him. It's just like, I want to be in the moment, me and you one-on-one, just like getting to know each other better, having deep talks and stuff. I feel like a lot of people put, when they're like, oh, you're in a relationship with someone, it's like, oh, you're doing sexual things all the time. But that might be the case. But for me, it's really not. It's just like, I have my one person that I trust that I can be with, tell him about my day, FaceTime him when I'm sad. Like, it's just like the one person that's always there for you. And then if you want to kiss someone, he's there. You think he's cute. It's like the attractive side.
So then what's your advice to kids who maybe have already had sex and they need protection and they're not feeling like they can go to their moms?
Well, I would go to a trusted adult, either like if you have an older sibling of the same gender. I think
an uncle.
If you have a grandma or aunt, or if you have like an older uncle. Cousin, or weird enough, if you're like have a best friend since you were born. Like, if I couldn't trust you, I would go to Debbie. Debbie's her best friend since I was born. I'm like literally out of her womb. So I feel like I'd go to Debbie. I think it's like close enough, even though it'd be weird.
Definitely go to adult. I think an adult that you can trust.
In case you guys are not sexually smart, condoms aren't for protection only. Like, it's to protect STDs also. If the guy goes around and the girl goes around, I would make sure you use a condom just so that you don't get any STDs.
So this is not a sex ed thing, but I think most teenagers know that even if you have a birth control, like birth control pills or whatever it is that you're going to be on, you still have to protect yourself from STDs. That's there. A lot of those STDs can be there for life. So you really have to educate yourself. It's not just about not getting pregnant, obviously. It's also about protecting yourself from STDs. If you're a mom, I think going and talking to your daughter before she ever has a boyfriend, talking to your daughter when she's in seventh grade. I literally talked to my boys about sex when they were so young. Like, I can't even think they were like fifth grade, maybe even younger. You, I didn't come to till you were in middle school, but I think it's really important to get ahead of it. Say your expectations, tell them why, be honest. You have to be honest about your experience. You know, if you don't want to be, if you want to be, I guess that would be probably even better. But being very open with your daughter and just being like, these are my expectations of you. But if you really are in a relationship that is very serious, please know that you can always come to me. I will not punish you. I need to make sure that you are protected because I love you and that you are the most important thing to me. And you want to make sure that that child trusts you because that communication is everything. I think that at the end of the day, to wrap it up, I've had experiences, and through my experiences and my traumas from those experiences, I'm trying to protect her from it. But I can't protect her from everything. She has to live her own life. She's going to go through her own experiences, but I want her to hold off as much as possible. Absolutely. At least through high school. I don't think you need to go much farther than that. I mean, college, you know, go ahead, have fun. But if I can get her at least through high school, I just feel like there's so much pressure when you have sex and the immaturity level, they don't match up. And so that's really where this whole thing really came from my perspective. Anything you want to say to wrap up, Abila?
So what I would do, if you can't trust your mom or if you don't know, I would just go to her with something small and just see how she reacts. And if she has a good reaction, it's like she's on your side, then I would continue to tell her bigger things when you need to and if you want to. And the relationship comes with time. It's taken us like years to like really get it good and stuff.
And we're still a work in progress. And the sex thing is also a work in progress because she has not had sex yet. And, you know, we're going to be going through that together, you know, and she feels uncomfortable. She says it all the time. Like, wait, so when I want to have sex, I come to you. And she can't wrap that whole thing around her head.
I just feel like it's not the point that I'm doing. It's just the fact that like, I'm not like your little girl anymore. Like, you're gonna, like, I've done the worst you can do, and it's like, you're not gonna see me.
It's not the worst thing you could do. Having sex is not a bad thing.
No, like, the worst, like, sexual things. Like, I've already, like, think of it.
I don't want to.
No, you're 15 and you've already done what adults are doing. Like, I could get pregnant. That's the highest you can go sexually wise, and I've done it when I talk to you. Like, that's.
Which it's is one weird. Of the reasons I want you to hold off until you're older. Yeah. That's like a major thing because I just, whatever. But we can go on and on. Thank you guys for joining us on another episode of the Minnie and Me podcast. You can also follow me on my socials. You cannot follow her because she is private. I am at thedecorator.stylist on Instagram. And on Facebook, I am Joe Das. So that's it. Until next time, have a good one.
Mom, you don't need them. Hello, you're so bad.
Try again.
Stop.
I can't help myself.